Surprised you didn't say Rick Ross, Mastermind.
Oh, Rick Ross, yeah.
Oh, yeah, people.
Yeah, yeah, he pushed it back to 2014.
Yeah.
It's Rick Ross. I mean, it's just, like, he drops it, it's like,
and if I like it, I like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not like an anticipation thing.
Watch it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Rock with Dead in Hip Hop.
What up, Rock?
What up?
What up, Rock?
I'm gonna start off by asking you guys what albums you are looking forward to listening to this year. Hip hop albums, 2014, New Year.
The new Juvenile.
2014.
Got that ass up.
Spoltein. You got a Spoltein, not 14.
Okay, 2014. Excuse me.
You want to run your mouth, Ken? What the fuck you got?
That's what he wants. You know what? It is. Fonte and Eric Robinson actually doing a dual EP together. I don't know if it's going to be purely hip hop, but Fonte is a hip hop artist. So, but either way it goes, they're doing an album together. I'm looking forward to that shit. Gunplay has one coming out.
So I'm finally dropping his
Living Legends, I think that's the name of it. So I'm looking forward to that joint. Waka Flocka's EDM album.
Moving on.
Rockefeller Psychotics.
Controlling.
No, I seriously.
You're right. Looking forward to that.
I want to hear what he does with it. Yeah.
I'm curious too. But yeah, I want to say that.
Like he's doing an EDM album. Like Waka Flocka doing an EDM album.
Yeah, but it makes sense.
I mean, okay,
he's
so
hyped like that.
Yeah, so I want to see what is he gonna
EDM
do.
EDM shit's kind of catching on now.
Right.
Yeah, so I want to hear that shit. I want to see what he does with it. So yeah, I think this one's been put off for a minute. Freddie Gibbs and the Madlib joint. Hopefully that.
I hope that comes out.
Day after Detox.
Or before Jay Electronica.
Yeah, before Jay Electronica. It'll definitely got before Jay Electronica.
One or the other.
I think it'll come out.
We still haven't done it like a Freddie Gibbs project.
No, we haven't. Nah. We haven't. Nah. You know, ESGN came out last year. I know I dropped my top 20. I was in 2013. I didn't put it on there, but I definitely think that if he drops a project this year, I really hope, please, Freddie Gibbs, I don't know if you watch this or Madlib, one of you motherfuckers, please come out with that shit, because the shit that you played at the A3C, that shit had me like going on YouTube, whoa, when the fuck is this shit coming out, you know, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. But I think for me, man, honestly, I'm looking forward to Schoolboy.
Yes.
I'm ready for school. And I'm ready for TDE. I'm really interested to see these six projects that they say that they're going to drop. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously that means that all the TDE, the core. And then I know they had the two new artists from
Isaiah Rashad.
Yeah, that was on the BET Cypher. Yeah. So I guess I'm anticipating they're either going to drop mixtapes, EPs, or something like that. Shit. So, I'm really excited for TDE.
Sylvia, I think there's a name of it. Sylvia or something like that.
They all rap. All the TDE rap.
Well, no, it's a chick they got.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's a singer, though. She's a singer. And look, man, honestly, I think my biggest anticipation, y'all should already know, Logic need to drop that album. It's about
Crit?
That time.
You talking about it?
Well, you know, Big Crit already dropped the album. Like, of course, I'm always looking forward to Big Crit projects. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to if they do, him and Yella Wolf do drop Country Cousins.
That needs to happen.
So I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully that happens in 2014. But I think even more so than that project for me, I'm really interested to see what Logic does with his album. Because, you know, when we did the interview, you know, he said that the route that he's going to take on is a little bit Kendrick Lamar-esque to you know, basically tell his story. So I'm really interested to see what he does with that. You know what I'm saying? So
no Catalactica, huh?
Huh?
No Catalactica.
That's the name of it?
Yeah.
Look, man, I am a Big Crit fan, so whatever he drops, I'm always anticipating Big Crit shit. You know what I'm saying? So Big Crit, and anything Big Crit, whether you drop an album and three mixtapes this one year, it don't matter. I'm going to check them all out. I'm going to download them, buy them, whatever. So I'm a stan, what can I say?
Just going back to the Schoolboy Q oxymoron, I am anticipating that. I just don't know if it's going to live up to the to the first album.
Wait, because setbacks
Habits and Competitions. Okay. I mean, I really like that album.
Yeah.
That was in my top five last year, I think. But yeah, man, cause I do, but I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of that Collard Greens song.
Oh, did you like Ya-Ya? What is it? Is it Ya-Ya?
Ya-Ya was cool.
Yeah.
Was it one where he used it like a dark room or something on the video?
It was a video. I don't
okay, well, yeah. Video. Whichever one that was, that gave me hope. I was like, okay, so if he's going to do those, all right, I can see him taking a step further.
And I guess I'm interested to see the Alchemist and Schoolboy joint. You know what I'm saying? Like what Alchemist said in the interview.
Well, I think he has a couple beats on the project.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, I thought you were saying they had a project.
No, they don't have a project, but I'm just saying I'm looking forward to the album because of the joint that Alchemist, you know.
But he's done an Alchemist.
I'm just looking forward to the shit that he got coming on that new album. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I just know I really liked Habits and Contradictions, so
you might like this one more, man.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. I just didn't like that collard green stuff. Like that. I don't know.
Run the Jewels 2 all day.
They did.
Run the Jewels 2. They announced that pretty much right after they finished the first one.
I thought they were just saying.
They're already we in the studio working on Run the Jewels Part 2.
They're already working on it. So yeah.
What about Outkast?
I thought it was my turn. I'm sorry, but I know you're an Outkast fan.
Outkast. She said, what about you, Mike?
She did that. If she did that, yeah.
I'm just kidding. No, yeah. I'm interested in that new Outkast too, even though I'm a little salty with them.
Why?
Because their first comeback show was at Coachella.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
What the hell?
I mean, yeah.
Come on, man. I mean, well, bump that is Atlanta. You put, like, you are Atlanta.
Why would you not have your first show
back in Atlanta?
That would be awesome.
That would bring a lot of people in.
The whole city would be on fire.
Yeah.
And it would sell out in like 3 seconds.
Right. Yes.
You know what I mean?
They're gone.
So I just don't get that.
We would have to.
But they probably did. But at the same time, when's Coachella? Like, when is that? Do you know? Anybody know?
Well, here's the thing. It ain't next month.
Nope. Right.
So if Outkast said right now we're doing our first show back next month, it would be amazing. So I don't understand. Maybe I'm jumping the gun, doing it big
in a sense, you know, I see what you're saying. You know, this is Atlanta, come back to your home, right. Rep the home, do it in your home, whatever. But I think, you know, they're saying like, you know, we're going to come back. Wow, that would be the nice story. We're going to do it at Coachella. And Coachella probably got a nice check cut for them too.
I'm sure they do, but whatever. Either way. Past that, whatever. Like I said, Run the Jewels 2, I'm really interested. This is gonna sound weird, I'm interested in the new Nas record, just because I'm curious what he's gonna do after the last one, because everybody knows I didn't really care for the last one. Supposedly. I don't know if Premier's doing the whole album, but I know he's working with DJ Premier.
That was the rumor, right?
That was rumor like 5, 6, 7 years ago.
And he's now saying
that he's doing it again, so whatever. But I'm interested in that. I'm interested in the new Kendrick. I'm interested that there's going to be a new Cage EP, the Sam Hill EP. I'm really, really looking forward to hearing that.
Has Kendrick actually announced it, though?
He said a while ago that he was releasing an album this year.
All of GDE.
Yeah, I heard that. Has anybody confirmed album names?
It's not, it's too early.
There's no album name for that or the Nas project.
Okay.
There's an MC I love, Orko Elohim. He's dropping an album this year.
What's his name again?
Orko Elohim. It's a weird dude. He's fucking dope. He's dope as shit, though.
He's really like,
you gotta listen to Big Just either. I mean, I guess if you like old LP, he's kind of like that, kind of. He's really choppy, but well, if you like Death Grips, you might be into him.
Okay.
A lot of his beats are like borderline techno-ish beats, but they're real dark. And the real break beat, but he's incredible.
He's not like Bus Driver.
No.
Okay.
What you mean? Like, what?
I don't like him.
I'm not talking anymore. Anyway, moving on. Well, what did you?
I didn't like his last one. I'll say that.
But that's different.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta listen to his other stuff.
He's not rhyming
on that last album. He's more singing.
Okay. So I guess I gotta go back. And
listen to Fear of a Black Tangent. You might like that project.
Okay.
But Bows and Arrows was not really.
Yeah, man, I was like,
I think it's amazing.
but it's not really a hip hop project.
I probably would have to listen to his older stuff first and then listen to that.
Right.
Maybe. You know.
We talked about that album too, right? That at work one time.
Yeah.
But speaking of Bus Driver, Oracle Elohim is also doing a project with AC Alone, who is an MC that used to run in a crew with Bus Driver. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really interesting too. But other than those projects, I can't think of anything else that I'm really looking forward
to.
You know,
Well, I'm just saying, I think that's a very interesting pairing. So, you know.
I didn't think it was. I thought it made
total sense.
Total sense? Listening to Nehru, it makes total sense. You could tell he jams Doom a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, new Death Grips project. Forgot about that. I'm interested in that.
I'm not tired of them yet.
The last project bugged me a little bit, but no, I'm not tired of them yet. Because they always keep you on your toes, man. If they kept giving me amazing projects every single time, I'd probably be like, all right, whatever, I expect it. But since they gave me something that wasn't that great last time, I'm curious to see what they do next.
Mm-hmm. All Detroit.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All Detroit everything.
Right,
all
yeah.
John Connor.
Eminem, hopefully it's Mel.
Rock My Sound and Alchemist are supposed to be doing a whole album together, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. Looking forward to the Roots. Looking forward to the Roots, and Then You Shoot Your Cousin. That's supposed to be dropping this year. Court Alchemist and Evidence, Laura Steppington. And of course, Elzai. You know, I was happy to contribute to his Kickstarter campaign he had late last year to get his new album going, and he reached his goal like over 10,000, which I was contributing to that. So hopefully, I keep hearing different album name, you know, the album titles for it. I don't know what's the cement album title for it yet, but I'm definitely fucking looking forward to Elzai. I cannot wait to hear just the three tracks that he leaked. Was fucking good, so I can't wait. I don't know if this is gonna be on the album or not, but whatever, them three tracks he leaked was great. Just like Mike, Run a Jewels too. I'm definitely waiting. Can't wait to hear that joint. What else? I guess Schoolboy Q. Just for the simple fact that, you know, after Habits and Contradiction, I haven't really been feeling his features that much. So
yeah,
I
kind of
I've been ever since, and I like the album though. I gave the album a good review, but ever since then I just haven't been feeling his features that much. So I'm interested to see what he's gonna do with a whole project. Is he gonna, you know, keep my attention, or I'm gonna be disappointed, or you'd be like, oh, this shit was whack. Another one, a Q-Tip, The Last Zulu. I'm interested to see what Q-Tip's gonna do with that. Yeah, I'm interested to see what he's gonna do with that. Yeah, I'm interested. Yeah, I'm interested to see what Q-Tip. I mean, well, shit, the Renaissance was good. So I mean, Renaissance.
When did that come out though?
2009.
Yep.
It's still a good album.
That's like 5 years.
Shit, this is last. It's still a good album though. so shit. I mean, I'm interested to see what he's gonna do with The Last Zulu.
You know what else I'm interested in?
Who?
Just based on they 2013 debut, Chance the Rapper. Like, where does he go from here?
Does he have an album coming out?
Well, I'm pretty sure that, you know, some project or something's supposed to come out. So, I'm just interested to see how he, you know, goes in the direction of his career, because he's very one off to me.
I'm interested also to hear what Joey Badass is going to do with his debut album. Yeah. Before the Money. Yeah, trying to see. Oh, yeah, just you know, coming from Summer Nights. And you know, this whole Poor thing, I'm kind of interested to see how this new album is going to, his debut album is going to sound like an official album, you know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of interested to see how Joey Badass is going to do.
What about that new album?
Oh, sorry. No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm love interested story. To see what Yellow Wolf comes out with.
Very interested. After that DJ Paul EP, I'm like, man, I need to see what Yellow Wolf is going to be doing. I think it's going to be nice. I think he's done with the commercial shit.
Yep.
He's like, I don't give a fuck about the radio no more.
Yep.
Lord Jamar done pissed him off. Yep. Now he mad.
Lord Jamar pissed everything.
That's another anticipated moment. I want to see them fight. They need to put them in the fucking, for real. Put them in the fucking ring. Dead ass. Put them in the ring. Let them box it out. Because they both be talking shit. And then, you know, Jamar threatening them. Let's hash it out, man. Let them fight.
Also, what about Lord?
I was about to say the clips supposed to be making an album with Pharrell. I don't know how much.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, that's true.
So it's no Malice on there?
Who else is gonna be in the clips?
Oh, I thought Malice was still gonna be with him.
No, he's still calling himself No Malice.
So why would they call it a clip? It's like, would they push it? Just say just Pusha T working with Pharrell again or something. I don't know.
It's a clip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, No Malice is still in. It's still his brother.
Right.
You know, he just has a different name. And a different look.
What are they going to talk about? Yeah. I swear to God, if there's Christian rap songs on this album,
maybe
I'm gonna hurt
somebody. Maybe talking about the passion, and then No Malice is coming. Yeah, the devil and the angel.
I don't want to hear that.
They're working with Pharrell. So
yeah, they can't go back with Ray. You know, they made some good albums together. So yeah.
Another person I'm anticipating, you know, artist that made my top five. I know nobody really talked about it. I think Rod said he was the only person that probably listened to the project. Denzel Curry. Oh, yeah. I'm really interested to see where he goes after this project. Just because, you know, that to me, I feel like, you know, there's a lot of hood trap rappers out there right now. So it's like, how does he continue, at least in my opinion, to keep separating himself? You know, obviously, I feel like you still got to put your city on the map and all of that. But, you know, I think he's a spitter. I think he can rap his ass off. He can flow his ass off. So I'm really interested to see where he goes from here. You know what I'm saying? I want to see the next project.
I mean, it was towards you because it was two that I thought you might like Lord Steppington album. What you looking forward to?
Yeah.
Did you say that already? What about the Souls of Mischief?
That's what I was about to say. Oh, okay, I swear to God, I was about to say the new Souls of Mischief album. I'm looking forward just to hearing what that's gonna be like. Mm-hmm. Just because I love Souls of Mischief.
Right.
And the last Hyrule project, even though I loved it, it wasn't one of my favorite projects, but I'd like to see what these guys are gonna do separately. The new Cunning Linguist album, I'm also really interested in hearing that because they haven't done anything in a while. And Wonderology was seriously one of the best projects they've ever done.
I went back and listened to it after our first one I went back and listened to it. I was like, wow.
It's amazing. And it's amazing. That was in my top five, I think. And they've all been doing all kinds of different projects mixtapes and all this shit. So I'm curious to see what they do when they come back together. Can't think of anything else, y'all.
It's not too much.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
So it's not coming out. So Detox is not coming out 2014.
Jay Electronica not either.
Jay Electronica either. You don't think nobody? I still think people will care. I still think.
No,
so.
I don't.
Nah.
Remember when I said it last year when I was like, man, there's no buzz around it for me. Yeah. Personally, I think seeing the comments of that, people was agreeing with me. Like, it's just. Okay.
It's over. No one cares.
No one cares. He waited way too long.
He did.
He waited.
No one believes him anymore.
Right.
What about Jay Electronica? You think?
You said he was done. You said he was done with him.
Nobody's talking about
him. If it drops, it's like, okay, I'll listen to him.
Macklemore.
He's waiting too long, too.
Yeah. He's dropping on a new album.
Macklemore.
You gotta get his captain.
Am I interested in hearing the new Macklemore?
I'm curious.
I'm curious to see what Macklemore does, only because.
Is it with Ryan Lewis again?
Well, of course, yeah. That's it. There's nothing separate from them. They're a group. I don't know. I like Macklemore. I think I like his project less and less the more I listen to it. I don't know why, but. I'm curious to see what he does with his next project because his last one, I don't know what I'm trying to say with Macklemore. Yeah. I don't know because it's just like I was saying earlier, I feel like his message is just getting way bigger than his music. And it's like people aren't even really focusing on him being a rapper anymore. They're focusing on him being a spokesperson.
Yeah.
He's now a spokesperson for gay rights. He's now a spokesperson for, you know, frugal living with his thrift shop song. So it's just like, when you look at him now, it's just like, I don't even look at him like that. Like, when I listened to the Versus EP, that was the first time I heard Macklemore. And I was floored. I thought he was one of the most talented lyricists I'd heard in a long time. And then when The Heist came out, it was just like, I didn't get the same feeling. You know, so I don't know. I don't know if I'm looking forward to the next Macklemore project.
I have an anticipated album. I'm not necessarily looking forward to it, but I just want to see where he comes from where he was.
Gucci.
Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne because on the...
I kind of feel you on that.
Yeah, just...
Because he's...
Same thing.
Because my thing is like he is taking in all the criticism as a label. He's really paying attention to what people are saying. He's feeling some type of way about it.
He is.
So he hasn't jumped on anything or whatever. He's been kind of taking a hiatus.
Just that mixtape that he dropped. And I know we kind of, I don't know if we all kind of discussed it, but I, you know, in my head, I was like, maybe we should review this, but I'm like, not yet. It was a mixtape. I don't remember the name of the mixtape, but he had Fuck With Me, You Know I Gotta Be, and he featured T.I. on
Dedication
it.
Dedication 5?
I think so.
You might be talking about
Yeah, I am.
He hasn't done anything since then.
Since then.
So much backlash from that album, and it's like he took a hiatus and. He's been taking in all these criticisms.
And when I listened to the Dedication 5, I heard him being more sober. Like, I don't think he was sober all the way, but he sounded more sober because he sounded more cohesive. I could, that's not one of my favorite projects. I like Dedication, I think it's 2 and, or that's Drought. Either way, Mixtape Wayne, but I just feel like if he does take in the criticisms, he does sober up. I still think Wayne could still bring something, at least better than I'm Not a Human Being.
I'm not saying he can.
You know what I'm saying?
It does make me a little curious as to what he will do after receiving those criticisms and everything. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm anticipating the Wayne album, but yeah. It does make me a little curious to see
how he changes his approach to it. Yeah, me too. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh my God, like it's you know Wayne, but I want to hear what he, if he does change anything.
I'm looking forward to Clear Soul Forces and Nameless. Seriously, Nameless and Clear Soul Forces are doing. I think they actually supposed to be doing two projects. They're doing an EP, Cheat Codes, and then they're doing an album coming out later.
That's
on the so I'm looking forward to that. They chemistry is like great.
We already know that, man.
Yeah.
Y'all listen to Lupe at all?
No. Not no more.
Yeah, Tetsuo.
Not anymore.
He has one coming out.
Is he coming on here?
I think he has the album.
Tetsuo and you.
What happened to the Food and Liquor Part 2?
Nah, he dropped that. He's not doing that.
I thought he did it.
He changed. Well, he was going to do something.
He reviewed the American albums.
Yeah, he called that Food and Liquor 2.
Food and Liquor 2.
No, it was something else he was going to do after that album.
Yeah.
That he was calling it. It was a sequel, or maybe it was.
Yeah, it was something else. It wasn't.
But it was, right. Yeah. But he changed it up to this new one that he's calling Tetsuo and Youth or something like that.
Whatever, man. Lupe.
You looking for that?
Lupe.
No, Rod. That's your boy.
Nobody
man.
Cares.
Oh, man. I've been off Lupe for a
while. Lupe dresses like an anime villain.
Damn.
So I don't think any. I don't think anybody really thinks he's gonna do.
J. Cole has one coming out?
I mean, I'm not.
He cut his dress off.
Maybe.
Oh, wow. I mean, if J. Cole drops something, I'll listen to it.
The
I'm not really anticipating that.
You look for the
Lock? They dropping
the
album?
They dropped the EP already.
They tried to
do Beyonce shit with the EP.
Like, well,
you what EP? Because I know they dropped a mixtape.
No, for real. I don't know about the EP.
They didn't promote it. That
okay.
Was the problem. That's what we're talking about.
But Beyonce shit. That shit didn't work.
No, I know. But I'm saying this is the Locks, though. And this was their big comeback. And you, a big Locks fan, had no idea. And you'd be on Twitter. I'm saying.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, they dropped an EP about a month or two ago,
it was in
maybe?
December. Yeah, it was last month.
The Locks,
it was right after we shot that video, though.
Huh?
The Locks, I don't know if it was an EP. I'm not saying I didn't think it was an EP because it was so
songs.
Long.
Okay. 24 songs.
All right.
Yeah.
So they dropped a mixtape during the holidays, which I haven't listened to
that
yet.
That was not really like new material, though. I don't even
know. No, they did an EP.
Material, yeah.
Y'all slipping on Slaughterhouse?
Whoa, man,
I'm
great. Have you heard that last track
they
did?
Yeah. I haven't heard it. I need to hear the album first.
Justin's been talking that shit up.
And Joe Buddy's been talking it up too. He said, like, well, I listen to, I like Joe Buddy. I've always loved Joe Buddy.
Of course he's gonna talk it up. It's his album.
Of course.
But you know, he's been saying that this is the best shit that they've done collectively.
I think it's gonna be better because I think they just got, I think production wise, I think they getting it right with the production.
Even though they act like it doesn't bother him, I think it hit him.
They admitted it. I don't know if it was Crooked Eye or somebody admitted that. They said that this is not gonna be like the last project.
I'm just saying it's way too many people that's too critical of that album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For them not to take it in.
But that whole shady camp is changing their perspective. Okay. If you notice, like his last album wasn't geared towards radio.
Right.
Then Yellow Wolf comes back and he says, yeah, my next project is not gonna be geared towards radio. Slaughterhouse, same thing.
Right.
This is not gonna be geared towards radio. I think they're finally getting that in their heads.
Yep.
That you don't have to do that.
It makes sense, right. You don't have to do that now.
As long as Eminem is saying you don't have to, then they're like, all right, cool.
Now the Ghostface Killer Supreme Clientele 2.
Is that really going to drop this year?
They're saying it, and Mobb Deep is rumored to have one coming out this year.
Damn. That
Supreme Clientele 2 is supposed to drop after 12 Reasons of That the same year, and it did.
Really hot, man. So.
Yeah, the TDE, the 6th album thing, I'm definitely looking forward to that. Other than TDE, who else?
CeeLo Green?
He's coming out with an album? I love CeeLo. Hell yeah.
No, I wasn't. No, he was.
Yeah, you were. You gave that look. That look. That troll look.
CeeLo?
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 No, but OutKast.
CeeLo had nothing to do with TV.
Sure didn't. Sure didn't.
This year.
But is Drake supposed to come out with another
Drake project? Drake is supposed to have an album this year. That's what I heard.
Really?
So is it like, so like for Drake, is like, fuck mixtapes, I just drop albums every year?
So do you think Kanye will
come out with something in 2014
Hip-hop is supposed to be eight songs.
He's got an album coming out this year.
Okay.
Who Kanye do?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Sure. Well, yeah.
So you think he's going to take his eclectic approach, or is he going to go?
He don't care no more.
Nicki Minaj.
He's over it. He doesn't care anymore.
No.
You think he'll make another Yeezus?
Nicki Minaj? Sean
Ray? I think he will.
Nah, no, I can't stand
Nicki Minaj.
Her.
Right,
oh,
okay.
My God.
I don't know, because when he made the 808s, he didn't make another 808s.
But I don't think he's looking at like
Kanye.
Right,
cool.
He's looking at
it. Kind of is.
No, to us it is. But I don't think Kanye is looking at. I don't think Kanye looks at Yeezus like 808s, where it was like a one-off project. Mm-hmm. I think he looks at this like this is the future sound of hip hop.
The new him.
I don't know, man. I think Kanye likes to hip hop. Yeah, I think he likes to try things and then come back.
Alright. So you think he might come back with
I think he definitely I don't think he would go another Yeezus route right now. He might go.
I went
Mike Forrest like he would. I don't think so. I just can't see it, man. Like he has an ego at the end of the day, man. Like,
exactly. So he thinks he can do whatever the fuck he wants. Yeah.
But I'm saying
he ran away from 808s though.
And here's the thing, if he does come back to hip hop and do another hip hop album, it's almost like we won. It's almost like he let his fans win. He's not gonna let that happen. With 808s, it was like, okay, I wanna write these love songs and get this out of me. He never marketed that like that's his new career line. He always said this was a one-off project. He never said that about Yeezus.
It was just how he was feeling at the time.
At the time.
I'll say this then. I think he would find a better
happy
balance.
Medium.
A happy medium. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he would just make a whole other Dark Twisted Family. Yeah. But I think he'd do that with Yeezus type
That's what
stuff.
I want.
Yeah. Personally. And yeah, that's fine.
Personally, as a comedy.
Yeah.
I want my beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy too. What about, I know this is Danny Hip Hop, so y'all probably just go laugh at this. But what about The Game and him signing the Young Money and all that? Y'all not?
We laugh at a new Game album.
Well, I'm just saying, because he signed a Young Money. Like, I'm just
dope.
I like Game too, but I just.
You slip up a little bit though?
I think so. I don't think he needed Young Money. Yeah. It's like, bro, you're big enough. You don't need to sign with somebody.
I don't know. I think
Busta Rhymes is the same.
You can't put those two in it. Busta Rhymes needed Young Money. But I agree, Game didn't need them, but I think people were getting a little bit tired of Game. Because it was I think he might be trying to like reinvent himself a little bit. Which is smart.
Nipsey Hussle.
You know what, man?
I've never really been a fan of Nipsey. I don't think he's whack. I just nothing he does it inspires me. Like it just doesn't get me. Right. And it's not like you're a whack dude, because I don't think he's whack at all. It's just like sometimes I'm hearing for a flow switch or a beat or him to, and it never happens for me. So I don't really care about a Nipsey Hussle project.
Raekwon and Method Man. Method Man has a new mixtape, and Raekwon's supposed to be dropping Fila.
Man,
he just announced it.
I'm just saying, but like, he hasn't really like made anything to make me.
Well, he has that one song with ASAP 12B.
I'm gonna listen to it, but I'm not anticipating it.
No, but the track is dope as fuck though. Yeah, because they really took it back to that New York sound. Is I want to say it's ASAP 12B. I know it's one of them ASAP dudes and Method Man.
What is it called?
No. It's on Vivo, man. No. Yeah, it's Vivo, man.
You said it went back to
I'm bad with names, dog. Like, but it's dope. It's really dope. It's really dope. They really took it back to that New York sound. So it's like the ASAP dudes and, you know, Method Man. They really took it back, so.
I'll tell you one thing I am interested in hearing, and this is not a troll. This is just me being curious, is Trinidad's debut.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Only because I want to hear what he's going to do, because he's been talking all this shit about how it's better than everything out there.
Yeah.
So I want him to fucking prove it. Let me see what you got, Trinidad.
Yeah. You know, another person. That's going to keep getting pushed back, though, I bet.
I think it is. Has it been pushed back already?
Yeah.
When was it supposed to come out?
It's supposed to come out late last year. Yeah.
I think he dropped 10 Peace Miles.
Then it didn't come out. Then he said the thing about New York, and it, you know, kept his name. Remember, he's just dying out.
I'm also, and it's kind of like.
You need that spark.
It's kind of like a bridge. I'm also interested in listening to Fabulous's album, if he comes out with an album in 2014. Because on the Soul Tape 3, he took shots at Trinidad. You know what I'm saying?
But New York
awesome.
Well, I'm just saying. Like,
Trinidad is an easy target. Like, I mean, it's seriously like picking on an amputee. Like. like you're just taking an amputee's food. Like that's not hard. It's like it's an obvious target. Yeah. Leave Trinidad alone, man.
I guess it's interesting to see. Yeah, I really, I'm anticipating.
Are they gonna make an album? Yeah. I don't think they're gonna make.
That's what they said. B, what the hell you talking about?
Is this true?
No, it's from their mouth.
Yeah, it's okay. Coming out probably in 2015.
I hope J-Rock gets more love this year from GD.
Yeah.
Aww. I don't know,
that's
man.
Cool.
I like.
Is that what it is?
That's your thing?
He was
cousin.
Like, oh, yeah,
people keep.
We have anything else? Anybody?
No. People say it all the time. All right.
All right, well, then that's it. See y'all next time.